Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 agricultural residential to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land in Broadkill 100 containing 35.70 acres. The application is CZ1615 by the North Milton Development Group.
Larry's in.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 agricultural residential district to C1 general commercial for a certain parcel of land lying in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 56.48 acres. And that's CZ1616, again, North Milton Development Group.
Larry's in.
Third, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 agricultural residential district to a HRRPC high-density residential district residential planned community for a certain parcel of land in Broadkill 100 containing 435.67 acres. CZ1617, North Milton Development Group.
Larry's in.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 agricultural residential district to HRRPC high-density residential district residential planned community. Certain parcel of land in Broadkill 100 containing 226.41 acres. CZ1618, North Milton Development Group, and 1630 Ventures LLC.
Larry's in.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a sewage treatment plant to be located on a certain parcel of land in Broadkill 100 containing 74.61 acres. It is CU1724 by North Milton Development Group.
Larry's in.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for land application of sludge, treated sludge, or any material containing these materials by spray irrigation to be located on a certain parcel in Broadkill 100 containing 1739.779 acres. It is CU1725, filed by Harry Isaacs, Jr.
Larry's in. Is that it? Any additional business before council? Mr. Kramer. And while he's coming to the front, I'd like to thank, so I don't miss anybody, everybody involved, I'll say, for the event they put on for Mr. Stickles' Last Supper on Friday night at the Rudder. It was kept up and up and very professional on both ends of it, and I think he was taken back a little bit there at the end. So,
He didn't say much.
And whether you know or not, Mr. Kramer, much of the evening revolved around you, but go ahead.
I tried to get him.
Thank you, Chip, and everybody else involved. I don't see any faces in here, but I know everybody, a lot of people had something to do with that to make it come off.
My name is Dan Kramer. I got 2 points. First point, I want to know, on this St. Jude's research, does that check go directly to the hospital, or does it go to an in-between person?
See, that's good, the hospital, Craig. Like a school.
I think it's probably a local fundraising event.
So therefore, not all that money ends up at St. Jude's.
Well, I would say.
Don't bet on it.
They don't have any.
Is the letter from St. Jude's Hospital, Sue?
That one is like a national solicitation.
Mm-hmm, it is from St. Jude's.
A national solicitation.
The check would go to St. Jude's Research Hospital, and that's how it would be made out then.
Directly to the hospital.
I'm not sure, you better be careful what you say, because if it's like FOP and some of these others, they have national.
That's right, it's a bunch of crap.
Raising funds, so.
That's like if you get a lot of mail from St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Guess what?
You will make your check payable to St. Jude's.
And it does not go to St. Jude's Hospital.
Goes to it.
Been there, done it. That's why I got in a fight with him 1 year, and I haven't given a penny since, because the money does not all go to them. That's why I want you to check out, make sure that thing goes directly to that hospital, not to some stupid in-between person that they get 90% of it.
We will do that.
The next thing is...
They never collect it directly to the
I send a check.
They always have it. They always hire professionals.
I know what they hire professionals for. I was supposed to do something, and I said, well, wait a minute, I can't get it done, so I wrote them a check directly to the hospital. And then I get a phone call one day and says, well, where's the check? I said, well, I wrote the check. Well, prove it. I said, wait a minute, why should I prove that? Well, you're messing up our books. Well, come to find out, it was what you're just saying. The other guy's pocket wasn't getting filled. That's what I'm telling you right up front. Well, I don't give to them anymore. If it's not, unless I can give direct. Now, the next thing is, how many more FOIA complaints do you want? Because I'm gladly willing to write a few more. And this time, Stickles ain't here to take the heat. Because he loved them FOIA complaints, and your attorney has been trying to tell you, when you go in executive session, boys, you're in executive session. So I got some advice for you. When you vote to go in executive session, pack your turkeys and go into the room. Don't walk out here and talk to some idiot out here, because that becomes part of the executive session.
Sorry, I spoke to you last week.
I'm sure you did. You are. And then when you leave that room, you don't go wandering off someplace else, and then four of you come in. Oh, one of you ain't here. Well, guess what? Whatever he done became still part of the executive session.
I was in the bathroom.
I don't care where you're at. I highly suggest you get all in here and do your thing right, because if you don't, you get another FOIA complaint.
It's important. We appreciate you keeping us straight, Mr. Kramer.
Mr. Griffin, has he got the merits of his concerns?
That's correct. When you leave here, you go right to the room.
You are in executive session when you vote to go in, so you should go there.
To the right.
Go to the bathroom?
No. Hold it.
Go tighten up.
Okay. With any additional business before council? Any additional business before council? That brings us up to 11 a.m. And at this time, we will have a public hearing on conditional use number 1667, Douglas Hitchens. At this time, I would turn over the proceedings to Mr. Jim Griffin, our legal counsel, to explain to you the way he'll run the public hearing. And Mr. Counsel will be